time for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this gorgeous Wednesday night. Chilly, but gorgeous. We'll take sunshine anytime we can get it. And we welcome into studio the high school principal who's playing the role as kind of the spokesperson for the Winning on the Wabash. Wow, that is coming up here in August. Hello, Ryan Steinbrenner.
Hello, Jack Stogler. How are you doing on this fine evening out there?
I'm doing fantastic. So
glad to hear it.
I think a lot of people like you may think that the wild something that you know you'll start getting together, you know, like the you know second week in August, you pull it all together there, and but you guys have been meeting. On a pretty regular basis, pretty much year-round, don't you?
Yeah, it's year-round for sure. 365 days a year, I would say. I put some kind of thought or work into this in some capacity, and I would say the same about the other 13 members that sit on the committee with me as well. And it goes way beyond us 14, but it's a year-round project, and I'd like to say we're gearing up full board for the 2024 WOW, but I can tell you that the plans for the 2025 WOW have been well underway for a long time, too. So it's a constant thing we are working on to make sure it's bigger and better every year, which it has been so far, and we love just keep making it, you know, bigger and better.
Fantastic. And there's also, to cut to the chase just a little bit, there's a reason why you wanted to stop up like in mid-March, because there's some deadlines coming up, correct?
Absolutely. April 1st is a big date for us for a lot of reasons that we're going to get into tonight, but we have our second year of our scholarship program out there, and it's local seniors in a four-county area can apply for those scholarships, giving away over $12,000 worth of scholarships this year, and so that deadline's coming up here at the end of the month, and then you know, on top of that, we have our campsite sales, our general admission ticket sales, tow and go raffles, pre-event 50-50s, all either on sale currently or coming up for sale on April 1st. So it's a busy time of year, you know, for us in general, but just because we have a lot of those deadlines coming up.
Yeah. So, see, let's talk a little bit more about the scholarship piece. Okay. You said this is year two of it.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, go into a bit about what these scholarships consist of.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the scholarship program was really our way to give back to the communities that surround us that put so much support towards us, right? You know, it's not just Fort Recovery people coming down to Ambassador Park in August. It's from, you know, multiple communities around us, and it's from multiple states, and it's turned out to be a whole cross-country thing. But, you know, we get so much help from people just supporting us and coming down and working and volunteering down at, you know, whether it's food stands or admissions or whatever it may be. And so, you know, we want to give back to all of those local communities as well. And on top of that, I think my biggest push, and it's going to be a push of the committee, but me being a high school principal too and being an active member of this community, is rewarding those students who give back to their communities, rewarding those students who volunteer and give their time to help others out. Because I don't think there's much more important than that servitude, being able to help others. And so that's what the scholarships are really about. you know, we're the application asks for people to, or for students, seniors, to explain how have they given back to their community or how have they volunteered during their high school years. I don't care if you're going to college or if you're going to a career or if you're going to the military. We want to reward those students who do the extra, go the extra mile and give that extra effort to volunteer and to help and give back to their communities. And so that's what the scholarship is really about, is helping those kids.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break and we're going to come back and talk about what schools are involved in this and what does a student have to do in order to get his name in the barrel to a certain extent. So we'll be back right after this.
Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a 3-piece fried pollock dinner, a 1 or 2-piece baked cod fillet dinner, or an 8-piece sautéed jumbo shrimp dinner, and all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their 2-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I'm Kenzie Garkey.
I'm Brittany Tevy.
And I'm Callie Wendell.
And we're the Indians girls softball team. And we're challenging the baseball team again this year to see which team can collect the most donations for our local food pantry on Monday, April 1st, when we place the lineup.
I'm Sage Wendell.
I'm Riggs Toby.
And I'm Troy Holman. And we're the Indians baseball team. We accept your challenge because we know we can collect a lot more food pantry donations than these girls can.
Last year, we collected a lot more than the boys did, and we got to pie our coaches in the face, and we're going to do it again this year.
We'll be playing Sydney Lehman that day, and we're going to win the competition and pie our coaches in the face this year.
Whichever teams win, the fans who come to the games can win too. For every item you donate, you'll get a ticket or our drawing to win Fort Recovery Merchant gift certificates to be given away that day.
Some of the suggested donations are non-perishable food or household items, such as cleaning supplies or Ziploc bags, and personal care items like shampoo, deodorant, toiletries, etc.
Make sure you bring your donations to the Little Fever Athletic Complex to cheer us on as we play Salina.
And we play Sydney Lehman, and you can help us collect a lot of items for our local food pantry.
Come out and help our baseball and softball teams collect donations for our local food pantry on Monday, April 1st.
We'll see you there.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler, we're talking to Ryan Steinbrenner, the voice of the WOW. And Ryan, we were talking about the scholarship program that was started last year. So explain to me, like, what counties are included and how is this money dispersed?
Absolutely. So, as I said before, we're giving away over $12,000 worth of scholarships. Specifically, it's 25 scholarships at $500 each. This year, any student who attends a school in Mercer County, Dark County, Allglaze County, Shelby County, or Jay County, Indiana, can apply for that scholarship. And to apply for the scholarship, they have to go online. So they can go to wowraffle.com, our website, and there is a tab on our website that says scholarships. They'll click on that, and that's where they'll find the application link. It's also pinned to the top of our Facebook page. So if you go to the WOW Super Raffle Facebook page, you can find the link there also. But it's a Google form that they fill out. your basic information about yourself, phone number, name, that kind of stuff. But specifically to apply for the scholarship, there's two things we want to see. First, it's a 300-word maximum essay that addresses the topic throughout your years in high school. How have you contributed to your community? And that's going to be the number one thing our committee reads through and uses to select the top 25 students. We want you in 300 words or less. We're not looking for a really long thing. It's more about the quality, not the quantity. But we want you to articulate, how have you given back to your community? In what ways have you volunteered? And what has that meant to you to do that? The second thing you have to upload into that Google form when you submit this is a letter of recommendation. It has to come from a non-related community member or a school employee. And again, we want that letter of recommendation to highlight your commitment to community service. And I know from being a high school principal, these seniors are busy right now. They are busy all around, but just with scholarships, the length of scholarship things they get is pretty extensive for ones they can apply for. And I know a lot of them, they like to use the same letters of recommendation or the same cover letters or whatever it may be. But we really do want to see in the letter of recommendation included with ours that commitment to community service. So if you have a letter of recommendation that highlights that, please use it. But if not, see if you can reach out to someone in your community, especially if you volunteered for a you know, something in the community, or you help out with something specific. Maybe it's at your church, or maybe it's at your community club, or whatever it might be. You know, have someone there write a letter, because that's what's going to let us know as a selection committee, you know, what have you done and what has it meant to you and how have you given back to your community. And that's where we're really going to decide who those top 25 are. And we only have 25. And when I looked this morning, we had over 70 applications already. Oh, wow. So, you know, it's certainly, you know, we want it to be a prestigious honor. We want it to be something for a student to be proud of. And $500 is certainly going to help you no matter what you do after school. You know, it, like I said before, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be going to college and use it there. Whatever it is you're doing after graduation, that's okay. But when you're willing to give back to your community, when you're willing to help others and do that community service, that's where it, the importance really lies for us.
So these 25 kids will just receive a check for $500.
Correct.
Made out to them.
Mm-hmm.
They can use it as they see fit.
Absolutely. Yep. And so last year, and I expect to do it the same this year, is we'll have just a little banquet in May. Sorry, I'm thinking through my months here. So the application, I said this before, I'll say it again, the application is due March 31st. So any seniors out there listening, any parents of seniors who are listening, make sure your children or make sure students that you get those applications in by March 31st by submitting them on that Google form online. Again, found on our website or on our Facebook page. In April, then our committee will spend some time together reading through all of those letters of recommendation, reading through those essays, and determining who our top 25 is. So hopefully, not hopefully, but by the end of April, we will have those 25 selected. We will reach out to them, let them know that they've been selected, and we'll invite them to our May committee meeting, which is on a Monday night in May, usually the second Monday in May. We'll ask them to come and join us at Ambassador Park, and we'll do a short 15-minute recognition ceremony for those kids, recognizing them for all the great work they've done, and then we'll hand them that $500 check.
Fantastic. And from my understanding, there's no requirement as far as each of these 25 towns are going to get one. You know, you may have 10 from Mercer County and 6 from Dark.
There's no requirement or limit on how many are going to each school or county. And so, you know, I'm kind of the collector of all these. And when I turn them over to the committee to read through them, they're going to be without name, without school. They're going to be reading it with complete anonymity so that those, you know, committee members don't know where those kids are from or who they are. Right. And we want to really pick the top 25 based on that. And so
fantastic.
That's how it goes.
Fantastic. So is there anything else about the scholarships that we're missing? Okay, so the deadline to get your application in is March 31st.
Yep.
The best way to fill out an application is...
Go to our website, wowraffle.com, and you'll find the link there, or you'll find the link on our Facebook page, Wow Super Raffle.
Fantastic. Is there anything we're missing from the scholarship?
I think that hits the scholarship. Again, you know, the principal side of me, the community member of me, is going to say for anyone listening, any younger students or children listening, we hope to continue these scholarships. So it's something you can be looking forward to in the future. And, you know, but I hope that's not what you use as your motivation to go out there and get active in your community and to volunteer. I hope that comes intrinsically. I hope that you're that person that will go out there and give back to the community that has done so much for you through your schooling years and beyond, wherever that might be. I've been lucky to live here in Fort Recovery for my entire life. That's 37 years, and I've enjoyed every moment of it, and it's made me who I am today. And so I spend a lot of hours here helping out with the WOW. I spend a lot of hours helping out with the church and various other things. And I do it because I absolutely love to do it, and that it brings me a lot of fulfillment to give back to those people and those entities that have made me who I am. And so I encourage every kid out there to do the same.
So it might be a good... maybe what you're saying is maybe start writing these things down and documenting, so when you're a senior, you don't have to go thinking back and well, when was that and all that kind of thing.
And I think most schools do that anyway. I know our students in recovery, yeah. They keep a binder all throughout high school, and they are writing down and logging any community service hours they have, because we're certainly not the only scholarship that looks at community service, right. And there are a lot of other awards out there too. I would imagine almost every high school student out there is doing that.
And I might have missed when you were talking about it. It's 25 scholarships. Mm-hmm. In five counties. Is it going to be five in each county, or just however it works
out? However it works out.
Okay. Yep.
So, Neil made me lose track here.
Well, it's okay. Yeah. How about if I talk some more and say nothing, and maybe it'll come back to you?
So I tell you what, the important thing is, you know, we feel like Fort Recovery is a very special place to us. But I also know that the very same hometown pride can be found in a lot of other West Central Ohio counties.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, this is to you recognize those kids, I'll say, but they're adults now to some extent. Do you recognize them for all the stuff they've given back to their communities? So that's a really cool program. I'm glad you guys started that.
Yeah, it's one of the best things about this, you know, and we've talked about this story numerous times, but the Super Raffle got started because of an idea to raise some money for a baseball field, and it's grown to so much more than that. So to be able to give back to so many different communities in a variety of capacities through scholarships and through many other donations to entities, it's really a testament to not just the people of Fort Recovery, but the people of these five counties and way beyond.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about the WOW more in general, what's coming up, what are you selling, and what people can expect to a certain extent. So we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Home Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Hi, we're the Lady Indian softball team.
I'm Callie Wendell.
I'm Kenzie Garkey.
And I'm Brittany Tubby. And we're having a raffle, and all the prizes are cash. $100, $200, $300, $400, and the grand prize of $500 cash.
We'll draw the winners at our first home softball game, scheduled for Monday, March 25th, and you don't need to be present to win. The tickets are just $10 each, and you can get them from any of our players or coaches.
Don't miss this chance to help out our Lady Indian softball team and take home some cash. That's the Lady Indian softball team's cash raffle. Tickets are on sale now from any of our players or coaches, and we'll be giving away $1,500 in cash at our first home game, scheduled for Monday, March 25th. Good luck, and we appreciate your support.
We're back. Insight. Talking to Ryan Steinberger from The WOW, and we're talking about, we were just talking about scholarships. Now we're going to talk about kind of all things WOW.
Sounds okay? Great.
So let's start with the deadlines that are coming up. You mentioned April 1st is kind of...
That's a big day. April 1st is a big day. And I would say the biggest thing about that is campsite sales begin April 1st. And so if there is anything that anyone out there right now is geared up for, I know it's the campsite sales. Because we have a limited number of them, especially the electric. And so I had someone ask me on Facebook today, and I'm going to give the answer right now. And they said, hey, we saw that sales begin on April 1st for campsites. At what time do they begin? And that answer is 9 o'clock a.m. April 1st Eastern Standard Time. So at 9 a.m.
Eastern Daylight Time.
Oh, thank you very much. Yep. Yes. Yes. Yeah. That old time change thing. Yep. So you can get online to purchase those websites. Again, wowraffle.com. When you go to our website, you'll see a tab for campsites. You also see a link right on our homepage for campsites. And it brings you to our partner, I'll call them Raffle Box, who host all of our online raffles. So all those raffles we sell online, we sell through them. And just to keep things consistent, we sell our campsites through them also. So when you click on the link on our website, it will bring you to the Raffle Box website. It's going to look like a raffle. It's going to say campsites. This raffle begins April 1st. Well, it's not a raffle. Yeah. It's just the way it reads on their website. But it is where you'll be able to purchase those campsites. So again, 9 a.m. on April 1st is when those begin. And I would encourage anyone, especially those looking to purchase an electric site, to get on there at 9 o'clock. I believe that we sold out of the electric sites in a couple hours last year. I might be wrong on that, but I feel like it was pretty quick, and I'd imagine that this year it'll go even quicker. We have 125 electric sites out there at Ambassador Park to sell, and then we have 200 non-electric sites out there at Ambassador Park. So all those will be uploaded and start sales at 9 o'clock on April 1st. WowRaffle.com is where you'll find that. $160 for the electric sites. That's not per night. That's for the entire week or for the entire weekend from Wednesday when you can pull in till Sunday when you pull out. And then by purchasing them online, you always have to pay that extra processing fee. So it comes to $167 total for an electric site. If you're just looking for a non-electric site, only $40 plus a $2 processing fee. So for $42 for Wednesday through Sunday, you can be camping. And whether it's $42 or $167, both of those are a whole lot cheaper than a DUI ticket or anything like that. So to save yourself a drive, I encourage anyone to purchase some campsites and camp out there with us.
And just to be clear, having a campsite last year doesn't guarantee you anything for this upcoming year.
That is correct. You're not guaranteed anything. You got to be on there at probably 9 o'clock on April 1st to make sure you get your site.
Now, what if people want to, let's say there's brothers or something that want to have two campsites side by side? Is there a way to make sure that happens?
So the only way you make sure that happens is to arrive together that week. And so you do not purchase reserved sites. You're either purchasing electric or non-electric. But when that week comes of the, wow, we just park campers as they come. So if you want to camp next to someone, you just have to arrive at the same time and we'll park you next to each other.
Fantastic. So again, that can be done online on the WOW website.
Yep.
April 1st, 9 a.m. So you'll want to make sure you are there bright and early.
You betcha. You betcha. And I'll go through a little bit more of the camping stuff, too. People who have camped with us out there know this, but I like to highlight it just to make sure, especially if you're a first-time purchaser of a campsite, you know, what you're getting here, what the expectations are. So because of the way Ambassador Park is set up and some bridge weight limitations, when people arrive to camp, they actually pull right through Ambassador Park, right through our area where we host everything, our raffles, our entertainment, and all that. So you have to arrive before the event begins, and once you're there, you're not going to be able to leave until after the event ends because you're coming right through the heart of Ambassador Park. So that Wednesday night of the event is when you can start showing up. Wednesday, August 21st, 6 to 8:30, we'll park campers that night. Last year, we probably had people starting to line up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But we park them quick because we park them as they come. You know, it's not a reserved spot and you got people blocking each other. It's just, and it's pull in. So it's go pull in, and they go through them very fast. We probably parked 250 campers last year on Wednesday night or something like that in 2.5 hours. And then Thursday, August 22nd, you can arrive that evening also 6 to 8. And then Friday, which is the day the event begins, but the event don't begin till 6 o'clock at night. For anybody that hasn't gotten there yet, you can come 9 to 10 in the morning, but at 10 o'clock, we shut her down. So if you're not there by 10 a.m. on Friday morning, you're not getting your camper anymore because we're full gear getting everything set up for the event at that point.
So everything comes off of State Route 49 and not 119?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep, everything comes off of 119. And then there's one more new rule this year I'm just going to share now just so people have it out there. And that's we're not going to allow any UTVs or golf carts out in the camping area this year. And so in past years, some people have brought that as their one vehicle allowed. Maybe it's someone that lives in Fort Recovery. They pull their camper up there, and, well, I get a vehicle, and they bring their golf cart. So no UTVs, no golf carts in the campground area, and each person's allowed one vehicle, though, so you'll get a sticker or a parking pass with your one vehicle that you bring in to pull your camper, and that's the one you get to park in the campground. But big thing, no golf carts, no UTVs in the campground this year.
That was kind of a hassle last year, wasn't
it? Well, there's sometimes some issues that make us have to reevaluate, you know, what we allow out there for sure.
Yeah. April 1st is also the beginning. Let's see, is there anything else with April 1st?
Well, there is. So April 1st also begins our general admission ticket sales. And so that's new this year. In past years, we've sold general admission tickets at the gate only. They weren't available pre-sale. And I'm going to say this now, and I'm going to say it 14 more times probably because I'm going to make sure people understand. If you purchased a super raffle ticket, you already have two general admission tickets. They're included with a super raffle ticket. So don't think you have to go purchase another general admission ticket. If you have a super raffle ticket for everyone you own, you get two general admission tickets. So if you bought three super raffle tickets and you got six people coming, you're set. To get that general admission wristband for the weekend, you'll just go to the will call window the week of the event, show them your super raffle ticket or show them your email receipt if you purchased it online, and they'll give you your wristbands. So you do not have to purchase general admission tickets if you own super raffle tickets, unless you need extra, all right? But you do the math on this. We sold 10,000 super raffle tickets in 14 days, mind you, which is crazy.
Yep.
Each one of those has two general admission tickets included. That's 20,000 general admission tickets already out there, general admission wristbands out there already. That's 20,000. If all of them get used, that's 20,000 people in Ambassador Park. That's getting pretty full. So this year, we're limiting the number of extra general admission ticket sales to 2,000. If we get 22,000 people at Ambassador Park, one, we're doing an awesome job, and two, we're overflowing into the streets of Fort Recovery. So it's a limited number of general admission ticket sales online. So if you do not own a super raffle ticket, if you're wanting to come see some of that great entertainment, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, you just want to come out and check out the event, it's $30 for a general admission ticket, and that gets you in all weekend. There's no Friday only. Okay. There's no Saturday only. It's $30. Use it one or both days, and you can start purchasing those online April 1st as well. Again, on our website, wowraffle.com, get on and purchase those tickets. There's still $30 at the gate, but if we sell 2,000 of them, they're gone, and we won't have any tickets for sale at the gate, because at a certain point, we have to make sure we control the number of people down there in that park.
Do we have any idea how many people we've had down there at one time?
You know, it's really hard to tell because of the wristbands we give out, and, you know, those people who have super raffle tickets, they might buy 10 super raffle tickets, and they get 20 wristbands, but they might use them all, and then people come and they go and they walk back. So I don't think there's any way of knowing for sure, but I would imagine in total last year, the number of individuals that came through the gates over the course of the weekend, 10 to 11,000.
Yeah.
That would be my guess, but I wish we had a good way to track it, and we just don't way we sell our tickets.
Well, this might be a better way of being able to track it.
Anyway. I think it's going to help in that regard. Yeah, I would really encourage anybody that's planning on coming out that weekend, especially for our Nico Moon fans or that Arena Rock Show fans, those people that are coming and maybe they're just coming to see the concert. They haven't heard about the raffle or they're not there to win the $1 million worth of prizes. They're there for the music, which is a great reason to come too. It's why we have it out there. Purchase those tickets ahead of time online so you have them and you know you have your entry ticket.
Fantastic. So what so let's go over, just let's pretend like I'm a first time buyer of a WOW ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are the various tickets and what do I get for each of those?
Absolutely. So we sell three different raffles ahead of the event. So obviously our signature raffle is the super raffle. That's the big one. We started selling those tickets in October. We sold 10,000 of them for $100 each, and they sold out in exactly 14 days. Again, mind-boggling. That super raffle will give away 241 prizes on Saturday, August 24th. That equates to one prize every 2 minutes from 12 to 7 o'clock that afternoon, with a power hour from 3 to 4, which means we give away a prize every single minute in that hour. That's how we get to 241 prizes. And the total value on those prizes is somewhere around $800,000. And so lots of big prizes on there. $60,000 top prize, a Jeep Gladiator truck, a Chevy Camaro, a Humvee. Last week at the parade in St. Henry, we drove this through. It's a company down in Kentucky that takes Humvees, they strip them down and rebuild them all the way up, and you can purchase them, and somebody's going to drive a tank out of that place on that, you know, from this. So it's unique, right? It's the super raffle. It's what makes, you know, this what it is. And so that's the one, or the very first in the signature raffle. Those tickets are gone. If you're just now learning about this, or you miss that 14 days, you're not getting one of those. But it's not the only big raffle we do. We also have the Tow and Go raffle. Those tickets are for sale on our website, wowraffle.com. It's our Friday night raffle. We give that away on Friday, August 22nd. Am I getting my dates right now? I'm getting all my dates backed up. Is it 2023? Friday, August 23rd, right? Yes, Friday, August 23rd. Getting my dates backed up. But that raffle is a game show style raffle. It is literally your chance for $50 to be on a real life game show that gives away some big prizes. I'm talking, you know, a Chevy Silverado truck, a $67,000 Chevy Silverado truck. I'm talking a boat. I'm talking ATVs and UTVs and what we call cargo trailers of mystery, where there are these big cargo trailers that you're not going to know what's in it till you're the one that wins it and opens it up. But we give it away game show style. So if you get your number pulled that night in the Tow and Go raffle, you're going to win a big prize, but you don't know which one you're going to win until you play that game show. It's interactive. I absolutely love it. As the host of the game show, I get to play Wayne Brady and wheel and deal with these people and try to buy their locks off of them. And it is so much fun. And for $50, you get your chance to be on that real life game show. And for $50, you might walk away with a $67,000 Chevy Silverado. That raffle is also progressive, meaning the more tickets we sell, the more prizes we give away. So currently there are four prizes in that prize pool, but as we get closer to the event and those tickets keep selling, that prize pool will just keep going up, and we could give away up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 prizes on that if we sell 7,000 total tickets for it. So that's the Tow and Go raffle, for sale now and until either sold out or until the event, on wowraffle.com, and it is literally your chance to be on a game show.
So when, like, that Friday night comes and these 5 to 9 tickets get pulled, so at what time do they get pulled?
6:30.
And how would I know?
We'll call you.
Okay.
So if you're there, you'll know. But if you're not there, we'll call you. And we don't award the prizes till 8 o'clock. That way it gives the people time who aren't there to come up. Now, if they can't make it, we'll have a stand-in. Each year we've done this, there's been at least one person who wasn't able to get there on time, and we had one of our committee members stand in for them, but just called them on the phone, and they were still making their decisions. It was just over the phone. But it gives them enough time, hopefully, to get there if they want to be there.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take another break and come back and talk about some of the other raffles that we've got going on. We've touched on two of them. I think we have at least one more coming up. So we'll be back right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Wayne IGA has you covered for Lent. Their Fish Fry Fridays are back, with their great fish ready to go back in their deli every Friday during Lent. You can get their fish as dinners with two sides or get it by the pound. Either way, you'll have delicious fish without the hassle. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's freshly breaded and fried all throughout the day, so stop by and get some of their great fish, available in bulk or dinners with your choice of several sides. Just stop in and grab some back at their deli or call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. Wayne IGA Fish Fridays are back during Lent. Get in there and get you some. Boy Scout Troop 99 will be hosting their annual pancake and sausage breakfast on Sunday, March 24th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Fort Recovery American Legion. The breakfast includes all the pancakes, sausage, and scrambled eggs you can eat, along with coffee, milk, and juice. It's only $9 per person, and children under 5 can eat for free. Tickets can be purchased from any Boy Scout or at the door. Don't miss the Scouts' annual pancake and sausage breakfast on Palm Sunday, March 24th at the Legion. The baseball season begins this Saturday, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the game live. Our Indians will host the Houston Wildcats with the game starting at noon. At 11:45, there will be a ceremony honoring the late Tom Galdine, longtime Fort Recovery assistant coach, who passed away last year. Get out to the new field and help us honor Coach Galdine and root the Indians on as they begin their season. But if you just can't get to the game in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler talking to Mr. Ryan Steinberg from the WOW Committee, and we've been talking about scholarships and camper parking and all the various things that fall into this WOW weekend. And so we've touched on kind of two of the bigger raffles, but I think there's a third, correct?
There is, and that is the pre-event 50-50. So again, these are the three raffles that you can purchase ahead of the event. The Super Raffle, that's sold out. The Toe and Go Raffle, that's for sale now. And the pre-event 50-50, that's for sale now. So the pre-event 50-50 is a 50-50 raffle that we give away the night before the event begins. And so on that Thursday night, August 22nd at 7 o'clock, we'll have a live pre-event show. It's going to be broadcast this year on our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, various outlets. And we're going to have the company that does all of our video work throughout the weekend. They're going to be broadcasting that for us this year because we're giving away a lot of money. So we're making it more professional every year. And we'll give away that 50-50. And so you can purchase those tickets all the way up until Wednesday, August 21st. And last year, we gave away $46,000.
Oh my.
The total pot was $92,000, and we gave away $46,000. To put that in comparison to this year, I checked this morning. Last year on this date, the total pot was at $8,000. And we gave away 92, or it got to 92. We gave away 46. So the total pot was at 8 at the end of March last year, and it got to 92. As of today, the total pot this year is almost $30,000 already. So we're already giving away over $15,000, and that's only going to grow. And you can imagine the week or two or three ahead of the event, when that excitement builds and it goes and goes and goes. I think it grew $25,000 in the last 24 hours last year or something. Wow. I'm excited to see how that gets. Last year I said the total pot got to 92. I have no doubt in my mind, if I had to guess, that it's going to get to over a total of 100 this year. And heck, I would like to give away 100 this year.
That'd
and
be so fun, wouldn't
it? Would be a lot of fun, again, for me to be a part of this and to be the one hosting that show and pulling those balls up in the lottery ball machines to see that winning number. Is, you know, it's cool. It's also nerve-wracking because that's a lot of money. I pulled them up last year, and then right away, as soon as the broadcast ended, I ran over like, I got to look at the sheet. I got to see who won. And it was a lady from St. Henry who's happens to be the mother of a friend, you know. So it was like, oh my gosh, you know. And to see her come up that night, give her the call and said, hey. And she was watching. She was watching live. She knew she had won. She saw it pull up. She's screaming. She came up to the park Thursday night. I mean, we got to hand her a check for $46,000. So it was really, cool to see that. And
she didn't hand her like, you know, $46,000 and $5 bills.
You know, I tried talking our treasurer into that, and he went for it for some reason. I don't know why. You know, it would have been a fun night at the bar if you'd have got $46,000 in 20s. But it's you know, a huge 50-50. And so, again, that sells now all the way up and through the Wednesday of the event. So you get online, wildraffle.com, purchase those 50-50 tickets along with your Toe and Go raffle tickets.
Okay, so to just kind of clarify, okay, so when I go on there and I buy my $50 worth of 50-50 tickets, okay, it's going to ask me for a credit card?
Yep, going to ask you for a credit card. And
or debit card.
Or debit card, but, you know, you're going to have that little pesky processing fee, too. That's always on there. So if you buy $50 worth, it's probably going to cost you $52 or something. I don't know the exact processing fee.
Do you have any idea, is the processing fee the same whether you buy $5 worth or $500 worth?
It's a great question. I don't know the answer to.
I don't know if it's a percentage.
Rafflebox does all this, and we brought them on last year. I know we've talked about this on a past show, but Rafflebox is they're based out of Canada, but our guy, our rep is from, you know, he comes from Fort Wayne to help us out, and he just loves our event. But, you know, it's nice being able to hand that work off to someone else, because it's one less headache that I or Connor or anybody else have to worry about. Hey, they can take care of it, and they got, and it's a lot more, I don't know what the right word is, but it makes it, you know, a lot more professional, I guess, because you have someone who does this at, they're the ones giving 50-50 away at Ohio State Buckeye games and Minnesota Vikings games, right? It's that same company. So, you know, they're big time. They know what they're doing.
So I give them my credit card and I get a list of the my 10 numbers that are included in this?
You betcha. You get an email, and I think that's the biggest issue, quote-unquote, we've seen, is that Rafflebox sends you an email. No matter what you buy online, you're going to get an email. So if it was a super raffle ticket in October, if it's a toe-and-go raffle ticket now, 50-50, if it's a campsite, whatever, you're going to get an email confirmation. First of all, you need that email for that weekend of the event. You need that email as your, you know, toe and go ticket proof if you win, or if your campsite took it, you know, whatever it is. So check your email. When you purchase, make sure you get it, because unfortunately, the old spam filter likes to, you know, put right into trash anything that has the word raffle in it. Yeah. And so it's not uncommon for people's spam folders to collect these. So please make sure that you get that email, and just send us a message if you don't. We've got plenty of messages from people who say, I don't see my email. Did I do something wrong? We can look it up on our end and go, nope, it's right here. Resend it. And it's, you know, pretty easy, but definitely check that spam folder.
Will they want to print that out and bring it with them, or is that necessary?
If you have a super raffle ticket you purchased online, absolutely print it out and bring it with you, because you're going to use that printout to get your two free wristbands for the weekend entry.
Yep.
If you purchase a weekend general admission ticket online here starting April 1st, print that email and bring it with you. That's what you're going to use to get your wristband at will call that weekend, so you have your entry.
And when you print it out, put it in a folder somewhere where you know you can find it, like I was unable to do 2 years ago.
Yes.
I had no idea where it was. Yep. I did find it a year later.
Of course. Yeah. Those would be the two main reasons you need to print it off. You know, the 50-50 tickets, you're going to see all your numbers. You purchase it online, your email is going to have all your numbers in it. I don't know that you necessarily need to print it off except for your own purposes. And then if you're the lucky winner, it's going to certainly help that you have the email, but we can look all that up on the back end too. But super raffle ticket, general admission ticket, definitely print those emails and bring them with you that week.
Are all of the prizes that are awarded at the that are awarded at both the Toe and Go and the Sow and the Wow Super Raffle, are Are all the taxes paid on those or just some of the items?
Just some of the items. It specifically says which items has taxes included, so you just got to read the fine print. Now, if you look on there, it'll say right on the super raffle ticket with taxes included. We like to include the taxes on some of the big prizes. If you're winning a big truck, that's awesome. We also don't want you to say, congratulations, you won a $67,000 truck, and now you owe us, the government, $20,000, 24%. So, you know, and obviously you go through the work on the back end. If you do pay the taxes, you'll get some of that back, you know, however smart you are in working those taxes out. But there are select prizes we do pay the taxes on, but not all of them.
Okay, good. Okay, so we've touched on the 50-50. I think we've covered all the raffles.
We've covered all the raffles we sell ahead of time. As anyone knows who's been there and as anyone can assume that hasn't been there, we sell a ton of raffles at the event, too. So even if you don't get in the pre-event raffles, or even if you do, come that weekend with your pockets full, because we have individual day of 50-50s Friday and Saturday. We got all kinds of firearms we raffle off, a gold mine raffle, which has all kinds of unique prizes on it.
Yeah, those are always, there's some really unique, interesting things in that gold mine.
Absolutely, which is what we really pride ourselves on. It's, you know, the wow factor, those uniqueness and the neatness of it. And if nothing else, come and bet some money on a rat running around in Rat-A-Lette. So, you know, there's something for everyone to do there. Obviously, drinks and all the above. So,
yeah, I think that rat roulette deal, the 2 years you've had it, people were four deep around the table.
I've never got to watch it happen, actually, because I'm always behind stage, but it sounds pretty fun. So, you know, buy your raffle tickets now for Tow and Go and pre-event 50-50. Come that weekend, and you'll still have plenty of other ways to win also.
Fantastic. And then, this is a general question.
And if you happen not to bring enough money, there's an ATM there.
Bingo.
Because that happens to lots and lots of people, I promise you.
You betcha.
So go ahead. Sorry, Jack.
So, overall, what changes will there be this year compared to last year?
I would say overall, in general, ideas, nothing's really changed. We sold the same number of super raffle tickets. You still have two free entries with a super raffle ticket. It's still $30 to get in at the gate. Again, we're selling them online ahead of time now. If we would happen to sell out, then we won't sell any at the gate. But $30 to get in all weekend, which is an incredible price for entertainment, which we haven't touched on yet, and we'll get to, I suppose. But
yep.
It's a full weekend of music entertainment. So for $30, even if you don't want to buy anything there, just come and listen to some awesome music all weekend long, hang out with friends. But for the most part, everything is remaining the status quo this year as far as general ideas of the event.
Other than some specific things that'll deal with the campers or whatever.
Specific little things with the campers, you know, new entertainment, those kinds of things. But really, the general idea is all the exact same.
Fantastic. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. And we're going to come back and talk about that entertainment and what people can look forward to on that third weekend in August. So we'll be back right after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Stroll's at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Stroll's, 260-726-7136.
Hi,
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Wow. Are you ready for another year of winning, fun, and excitement? Well, brace yourselves, because the Win on the Wabash is back this August, and it's bigger and better than ever. You could be the lucky winner of some incredible prizes at the event, but you gotta be in it to win it. Visit our website, wowraffle.com, to get your toe-and-go and pre-event 50-50 raffle tickets today. Then prepare to groove to the beats of Nico Moon and be blown away by that arena rock show. Non-stop entertainment that'll have you dancing all weekend long. Campsites and general admission sales begin April 1st on our website. That's right, April Fool's Day. No jokes here, just pure unadulterated fun. So what are you waiting for? Book your campsite, get your tickets, and get ready to say wow at the Win on the Wabash, August 23rd and 24th in Fort Recovery.
As part of the Eric R. Rogers Performing Arts Series, Arts Place in Portland will be hosting Instant Classic, a musical group featuring barbershop quartet-type harmony, a cappella music, and youth outreach. The show will be presented on Thursday evening, March 21st at 7 p.m. at Arts Place, 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, with refreshments being served starting at 6 o'clock. They'll perform a variety of music styles, including vocal jazz, musical theater, pop, and even rhythm and blues. The tickets are just $12 for adults and $5 for students. Don't miss this great night of musical entertainment with the musical group Instant Classic on Thursday, March 21st at 7 p.m. at Arts Place in Portland. Get your tickets now.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining Jack, through the trees.
Yeah, we are on air. Now, for the ones...
Who's that?
The ones watching on Facebook probably don't hear that music right now. They're thinking, why are they looking at each other laughing like this? I don't think they hear it, but...
Who's that, Ryan?
That is Nico Moon. Now, you hear that as Fishing in the Dark, and somebody's saying, oh, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band sings Fishing in the Dark. Probably 14 other people, too. That's Nico Moon singing right there. That's one of his popular ones he has on the radio right now, along with another one called Better Days and a whole slew of songs. And he is our headlining entertainer Saturday night at the WOW this year, Saturday Mr. Night. Nico Moon.
So the headliner performs from what time to what time?
You're putting me on the spot. 10 o'clock to 11:30 p.m.
Fantastic. So I have a feeling this is a stretch that he's not the only guy we have singing.
Well, you would be absolutely correct in that. So it's a weekend full of entertainment, Friday night and Saturday night. So, or Saturday all day, really. So it starts Friday night, 6:30. I said we pull those toe-and-go winners. At 6:45, Caitlin Schmidt takes the stage. And so Caitlin Schmidt, a pretty local gal here, she's been at her event before. She's going to be with her acoustic trio, and they're going to strum some music for us on Friday to kick off the event, 6:45 to 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock hits. We do the toe-and-go raffle, give away those huge prizes, and then 9 to 11:30, our Friday night headliner, and everyone that was there last year remembers that arena rock show, and they're back this year, and it's
there were
it's
a lot of people there. We had our football game. I got back from Wayne Trace, put it in the archives, got down there. 4,000 or 5,000 people,
I would
maybe?
Say at least, probably more than that, but there was a ton of people there. My dad at, 67 years old or so, I probably shouldn't say that on the radio, but was right there in the mosh pit with everybody else just banging to that rock music, that 80s rock music. They were awesome. Some people, it may not have seemed at the WOW, but they've been at the BMI Center in Versailles a few times. They love coming there, and they just love coming to our area based on people love the rock music and love everything they play, and they put on an awesome show.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It is.
And it's kind of neat that Caitlin Schmidt is there, because Caitlin performed at our very first Christmas gala.
Yeah, she did, didn't she? Yep, forgot about that.
That's awesome. So she does such a great job. She has got a heck of a voice on her, and you know, I work with her mom at school, and just the nicest people. So you know, it's fun to have that local talent down there joining the big rock stars and everyone else we have. Also
fantastic. And then Saturday,
music starts right at 12 o'clock, so gates open at 11, but right at 12 o'clock, music starts, and this music all happens while we're drawing that super raffle. So this year, we got an even bigger stage. If you can remember the stage we had last year, which was big, well, we've added some wings to either side of it to make it wider, and we got the catwalk this year, and so it's going to have a big catwalk coming out, and so them ball machines will be front and center all day long, so you can see the super raffle numbers coming up on them. But it's also going to give a lot more space for entertainers up there as well. And so they can be playing the music while the balls are popping up there. And it's pretty cool. So 12 o'clock, Shannon Clark in the Sugar Play. I think there's three people in that particular band. And so they're new ones to us this year. And then we take a break, 1 to 2, for music. And that's when I usually play some stage games and stuff with people, with a crowd. And then 2 to 3 o'clock, not unfamiliar to us, is Rick and Roger. So them guys are out there quite a bit for us. They love playing the music, and they're great guys.
They did a great job last year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All the people last year were top notch.
Oh, geez, yeah. They're all great. 4 to 5 o'clock, Act 3 Acoustic. Again, that's another new one this year, Act 3. So I'm looking forward to listening to them. 6 to 7 o'clock is the same gal that we had in that slot last year. And I feel a little bad for her. She, you know, she drove a few hours up. She's got an incredible voice. She's an up-and-coming country singer from Indiana. And we had some technical difficulties, and she didn't get on until about 6:20 last year, and then we got to stop right at 7 because we have all them side raffles we give away. So that's Rachel Holt. So Rachel's coming back and joining us this year. We hope that we have all them kinks worked out so she gets her full hour, because she just has an unbelievable voice. And if you can, follow Rachel on Facebook, because she posts a lot of stuff. She's been in Nashville recently recording her albums, and she's just got an incredible voice, and I see someday her being a big name in the country music industry. 8 to 9:30, Salt Creek. What else can I mean, how else can I say it other than the legends, Salt Creek? You know, every year I think they say this is our last show, we're done, we're retiring, and then they go perform for 10,000 people at the WOW, and it's like, wow, we're doing that again next year. So, you know, they don't, I think it might be their only show this year, I'm not sure, but them boys are amazing. They know how to lube up the crowd and get them ready and prepared for our headliner, and they, gosh, I could listen to them guys all day long. So Salt Creek out there 8 to 9:30, and then Nico Moon coming on at 10 o'clock.
Fantastic. What a weekend. What a weekend, and what a cause. Neil, do we have one more commercial to do?
No, but we could do a couple couple of PSAs if you want to, service announcements. Wrap up or something.
Let's touch on a couple of things. Okay. First of all, let's talk about the scholarship applications one more time.
Scholarship applications open up to any senior in Mercer, Dark, Shelby, Allglaze,
Jay
County. There you go. 5 of them. Thank you. If you're a senior or you're a parent of a senior, get those applications in by the end of March. We're looking for students, seniors who have given back to their community. Go to our website, wowraffle.com, to get the link to submit those applications. We're going to give away 25 $500 scholarships.
Fantastic. And then I think it makes sense, and we touched on this very briefly, okay? But I think it's a great thing to end it with, is where does this money go?
It goes a whole lot of different places.
Yeah.
And so the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters are the ones that began this WOW Super Raffle. And so we are a subcommittee of the Athletic Boosters. And we do still have a brand new, beautiful baseball, softball complex up there that we're paying off the loan on. And so I would say a good chunk of the money still goes to that. But because of what this has turned into, the money goes to a whole lot of different entities and various
people in the community that, that need the help. And so we have a whole list of our beneficiaries on our website.
And one of them is one we really appreciate is the new press box at the football field.
New press box is a beautiful press box, absolutely.
And it's heated and air-conditioned.
Oh, yes. Yes. So, you know, it's a lot of different things to a lot of different communities. You know, just think, you know, with that parade in St. Henry last weekend, we made a nice donation to the veterans wall they have over there. You know, we are expanding this money out through scholarships and other entities to make sure that all local communities, you know, and hopefully even beyond in future years, can be beneficiaries to this.
Fantastic. Well, Brian, I tell you what, it was a quick hour. You never struggled to fill it up with me, fella. I tell you, we cover a lot in a 1 hour period.
We do cover a lot, and I enjoy being here, and you know, I just enjoy talking with you, Jack, and I certainly appreciate you and Neil always letting us come up here and help better our cause, and so it's very much appreciated.
Throw out the other couple of things that are coming up April 1st.
April 1st, go online and get your campsites at 9 a.m. I would say, more importantly than anything I'm saying right now, if you want a campsite, 9 a.m. April 1st, wildraffle.com, get that. You can also purchase your general admission tickets starting on April 1st at 9 a.m. So if you're out there as a Nico Moon fan or that Arena Rock Show fan or just a concert fan wanting to come out to the concerts that weekend, for $30, you can get in all weekend. Those tickets go for sale April 1st online, wildraffle.com. And if you want to be part of the winning Toe and Go raffle tickets, pre-event 50-50 tickets are on sale now and continue and will remain on sale all the way through the event, or Toe and Go until it sells out.
Fantastic. Well, Ryan, I tell you what, I appreciate what you do towards us. And if like I ask you to name the 13 committee members,
you do that to me every time, and I'm bound to skip one or two of them. So, you know, I'm going to say thanks to all of them. I'm not going to go by name this time because I just don't want to leave someone out. And I know my brain, I'll leave one of them out. But you talk about the most awesome group of 13 other people to work with. They're lifelong friends that are just awesome to do this with.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, for Jack Stogler, Ryan, Neil, make sure you get your Toe and Go tickets. We want to give away as many prizes as we can there, and we will see everybody next week.
Yep, and we're going to have Bubba and Fee coming up right after these messages.
Thank you for staying tuned to It Right with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors.